You're in tune to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today the Bee Lady.
Well, hi there.
Also known as Pam Collins. Yeah. Or is it the other way around?
I don't know. Sometimes it's think it's more the Bee Lady.
It's the Bee. Well, you know, we're going to start out because I know you had an exciting adventure with some bees.
Yeah, last weekend we finally went up to Hackensack and made the pilgrimage to the beekeeper's mecca, Man Lake Bee Supply. Yeah, and they loaded up the car and it was about 120,000 bees in there.
Holy
with us
cow.
When we were driving home. And you know, when the car stopped or it was just idling, wow, you could really hear them.
They were just a buzzing.
Oh, huh? Man, oh, man. Yeah, it was pretty cool. And there was just one little rogue bee that, hitched a ride. They really can't get out of the cages, you know, theoretically at least. And although one Fred said it's a good reason not to get rear-ended.
Never thought of that.
Yeah, but that one little bee just flew around the car and he just wanted to get back in there with the other ones. Yep. And even when we opened up the hatch, you know, and it could go off and do whatever we wanted, he just kept hanging around because he wanted to be with her friends.
Wow. They are really loyal, aren't they?
Well, yeah, very much so to their group, you know, mm-hmm. to their colony, the queen. So, we installed them into, Steve had the hives all ready to go. And it was pretty hot when we did it. So it was a week ago Saturday. And when you're in that bee suit, it covers you head to foot. Oh, man, you know, the sweat was just dripping down in my eyeballs. And you know how that is, that burning. We were so hot. But we got them all put in there, and then the little tiny package, it's like matchbox size, kind of with the queen bee, are all he uses a tack and tacks them up inside. So now and then you stuff it with the hole that would let her out with a mini marshmallow. And so she's in there eating from her way to get out, and the bees from the hive are eating from their direction, and then they'll meet in the middle, and then after a few days, she'll be ready to be let out in the hive. And that's what's happening right now. In fact, I think he was down there checking on them this afternoon to make sure that the queens all get let out okay and that mm-hmm. they're doing all right. So.
How many hives is that?
We brought home 8. We brought 8 home.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's quite a few thousand per hive. Mm-hmm. You buy them, actually, they measure by the pound. So
okay. Isn't that, and it's got to be a lot in a pound because they're just little.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 3 pounds is each of the packages. So, yeah. And now, so we've got 8 Italians, 2 Carniolans, and 1 Saskatraz. So, yeah.
So the Italian ones, they're the lovers, right?
They're the lovers, yeah. They're just a lot more easygoing. Although, pretty sure it was one of those Italian lovers that wasn't so happy about Steve installing them, and he got it on his hand. But they weren't being aggressive, actually. There was one that got wedged in between a couple of his fingers. He does it, in his bare hands always.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't, but
he
does.
He is brave.
Yeah, and it's just amazing, but he's holding them. And, you have this box that's filled with bees, mm-hmm. and then you open up one end, and you I'm there kind of spraying them with sugar water at the same time, and you kind of hit the box hard to kind of make them all go to the bottom, and then you open it up and you just shake them down into the mm-hmm. frames that you've got ready for them, and then they are flying all over creation.
Oh, no.
And then there's a big glump of them down at the bottom, and it's quite the deal. And
wow.
It's surprisingly that they are not more aggressive when you do that, but I mm-hmm. think they're just kind of like, whoa, what's going on here? And don't really mess with you too bad unless you actually...
They feel threatened.
Yeah, or you get them stuck between your two fingers and
Ooh,
don't
did
realize
he get
that
bit
it's there. Yeah, and he got a sting. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, so... Yeah, okay. And can I tell you something else fun with the bees?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
This past week, I met a wonderful group of ladies from the DAR, Daughters of the American Revolution, and I went and spoke, you know, at one of their monthly meetings. And we had such a wonderful time. It was so much fun. And I brought, you know, several of the visual aids, you know, even the smoker, just to smell the smoker, you know. Mm-hmm. That's what it smells like when we're doing bees. And samples of the honey so that they could taste it. And a bunch of the different things. And I actually had a, what do you call it? It's when a queen bee is, they call it a queen cell. And it's because the queen is bigger than the rest of the bees. It's longer. It doesn't fit in one of the normal hexagon cells that they have. And so they build a special one for her, and they're easily recognizable when you know what they are. And one time there was one, and I just scraped off, and I was able to save. It looks like a peanut, kind of. So, yeah, we had the best time, and they were asking about where to get honey. And so I said, well, they have it at the radio station, and we have it at Edina Realty. And then Steve said, we have so much honey right now. We really need to maybe clear out what we have, because by fall we're going to have more. So I've talked to you beforehand. Yep. I'll bring a bunch of bottles in of honey, and I think we're going to, what should we call it? The summer honey sale. So
it's a really sweet one.
Yeah. Ooh, we'll get a buzz going about it. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So I'll bring a bunch in, and then they'll be at a discount price.
Okay.
So that we can get it cleared out before fall.
I know we always sell it in the fall, and it doesn't last very long.
Yeah. Well, I'll get you some more honey stuff. Okay. It'll be a summer stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. And we'll let you know. We'll keep you in touch, folks, on during the shopping shows and stuff like that. Tell you when it's here. So.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try to do that real soon.
Great. So neat. Yeah. So how about what's going on in real estate? Do we have a Hastings update?
Okay. Yeah. And I want you to just see this. It's like a full 1.5 pages
it is.
Full.
So, and I mean, we're talking really small typing.
Yeah. So there is a bunch.
Haven't seen that for a while.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful? So right now on the market, there are 35 either coming soon or active. So that's pretty good. But listen to this. Now, this is just in the last 30 days, okay? In the last 30 days, 91 homes have gone into pending or closed.
Wow.
So that is a lot of homes, a lot of activity that's been happening. This is crazy spring market. And the reason why there are so many more that have sold is because they sell so quickly. You got to price them right.
Okay.
You know, it's not going to sell quickly if you've overpriced it, you know. But
do you sense any urgency out there because people are watching interest rates climb?
Yeah, and I tell you, with my buyers, I'm telling them all, if you're gonna buy something, do it now. Get something. The rates are, you know, they're higher than they were a month or two ago, but still, 5 to 6% is where they're all sitting for the most part. That's still a really decent rate, and if you can get a house, you know, at one of those rates, you're still doing just fine. So, it's competitive, you know, but my buyers are getting houses, you know.
Okay.
You just have to know how to write an offer that people are going to want to accept.
There you go. Well, talk about that, Pam. How can folks get a hold of you if they want to talk to you about buying a house or selling their home?
Or selling, yeah. Well, thank you for asking.
Okay.
My cell is 651-319-1298.
Okay. Or you can call the Hastings Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121 and ask for Pam or the Bee Lady.
Yeah.
Our topic of the week, Pam, counters and negotiations.
Yeah, you got it. In this market, it's not hard to sell a house.
Right.
Pretty much a monkey could put a sign in the yard and sell their house. Although, we just went through that 12-page purchase agreement in the last several weeks. So it's not that simple, but getting your house sold is not a hard thing to do right now because of that. It's a little more challenging if you're on the buy side. But I tell you, getting the house from agreeing to a price and terms to the closing table is not always the easiest thing.
Right.
And that is why you need an experienced real estate agent.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought I would talk a little bit about two of the things that happen after somebody accepts your purchase agreement.
Okay.
And remember, when you write the purchase agreement, you make an offer and you tell them how much you want to pay for it, how much you're going to put down in earnest money, what kind of financing you're going to use, what your closing day is going to be, whether or not you're going to have an inspection, whether or not you're going to include a warranty, you know, all those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes, in fact, quite often recently, you may be competing with a dozen other offers. And if they happen to pick yours, there might be something from one of the other offers that they liked that they are wondering if you could also do. Just a real recent one, they liked all of our terms, except they wanted us to move the close day back up about 7 to 10 days, something like that. And that was a real challenge for my buyers to be able to do. But they figured, well, you know, in order to get this house, we're going to have to do that. And so we just pulled out all the stops, and their lender has just been working so hard, and it looks like we're going to be able to do that just fine. And so in the process of accepting their offer, you know, they signed all the paperwork saying, yes, we agree to this, we agree, and there's a lot of things you have to agree to. They sent a counteroffer back with it. And the counteroffer is just something that goes with the offer, but it changes maybe one or two points of it. And in this case, it said the close date will be, and then they moved it to a new close date. So we also had to sign that. Sometimes they'll counter back and say, yeah, we want to know you've got more skin in the game. We want you to put more money down as your earnest money. Or sometimes they'll say, we want to have a written statement. It's a technical thing I won't go into now, but there are different things that they ask for in a counter, and then everybody has to sign that before it's a done deal. And that's one thing that you need your real estate agent to kind of know what they're doing when you do this negotiation back and forth on the counter offer, because sometimes maybe you can't do what they're asking, but you can maybe negotiate something else that would make them happy, you know. So that's all part of the negotiation process. But once everybody signs the offer and the counteroffer, ta-da, you've got an offer going, and it's a great thing, and then everybody starts working toward the close date, you know.
Okay. So they've actually accepted your offer at that point?
They've accepted it, yeah. Okay. Once everybody signs everything, you got a done deal. And it's a binding contract. Mm-hmm. And you have, I mean, there are a few legitimate reasons to get out of it.
Mm-hmm. Like if the financing falls through?
Exactly, yeah. Or a tornado blows the house down, which...
and the way the weather's been recently, that's not too far-fetched anymore.
Exactly, yeah. So, for the most part, you have a binding contract at that point. Now, but recently, not everybody is doing the inspection. But in the past, most people have the inspection contingency, and many people still do. And that's where, you've agreed to everybody has signed the purchase agreement. You've agreed to your terms. Well, contingent on being able to bring somebody in to inspect the house for you. It's like bringing your car, you know, to the mechanic.
Having them give it a once-over.
Yeah, and sometimes you're going to run into things that need to be changed, you know, as a result of that inspection.
Okay.
And a really, really common one is to have the sellers install GFCI outlet protectors.
Okay. Is that, when you sell a house, do you have to do that, or...?
Well, many of the mortgage lender appraisers require it.
Okay.
yeah. And it's not like it has to be in every single circuit, you know, right. It has to be on one along a circuit, like, and it should be near sources of water, like by your kitchen sink, the bathroom, laundry room maybe. Sometimes they put them in the garage if you have water in there too. And another real common thing that people will want to have the sellers do is have an HVAC person inspect and make any repairs necessary on their furnace and or their air conditioner if the season. They can't do that in the summer or in the winter time, but they can do that in the summertime. There's a variety of things. You just never know what you're going to run into. Mm-hmm. Oh, my word. I just think of some crazy things that we've run into.
What is the craziest you've had?
I think, and this was my son, he was going to buy this house, and it was... we knew that it was not in the best repair, but he was all up for doing stuff. But when we were in the basement looking at where the furnace, this wasn't from the furnace. This was the main sewer line that went up to, through the roof.
Okay.
Well, down in the basement where all the stuff was coming up, there was a lot of duct tape around it. And we were kind of curious. And, when some of the duct tape was pulled away, this main sewer stack was just wide open, and they had repaired it with duct tape.
Covered
up the whole thing, and it was, I was dumbfounded, and it was like cracked and just a mess all the way up, and it was a two-story house, so you knew that it went up quite a ways, so that was kind of a shocker.
Wow.
And that was going to be kind of an expensive repair,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and how did they not know they were going to have to fix it? Duct tape, usually the, you can't really disguise or hide it.
No, it was truly amazing. Yeah, I've seen a lot of purposes. I've seen people repair clothing and shoes and wallets and everything with duct tape, but not a sewer stack. That was a first for me with that. So
yeah, so that was actually the vent pipe is what that was?
The vent pipe, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Ooh, boy, yeah.
Yeah, 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 exactly. I was smelling something when I was there, and then I found out.
I wonder what it was.
Yeah.
Well, we have about a minute left today, Pam. How can folks get a hold of you?
Give me a call, 651-319-1298. And can I give you just a real quick tidbit here before
fine.
We
you're
quit?
You're fine.
Remember when we talked about the ceiling fans, maybe a year or so ago? Okay, well, now that warm weather seems to be here and hope it stays, just a reminder that in the summertime, you want it to go counterclockwise so it pushes the air down. Summertime, it's pushing the air down on you. So just so that you know that, if you want to do the little flipperoo on your
in the winter, you want it. So in the winter, you want it pulling the air up.
You want it to pull the cool air up, which to me is counterintuitive.
I was going to say, because normally the hot air is at the top.
Yeah.
And in the you'd want to blow that down in the winter, and then the cold air is at the bottom. You'd want to suck it up.
That's time to according switch to those this two. Very official piece that I have on from the internet.
There you go.
All right. What greater authority?
There you go. Well, Pam, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. Our realtor today, Pam Collins. If you'd like to give Pam a call, her cell phone number is 651-319-1298. Or you can call the Edina Realty office of Hastings at 651-437-2121. This is KDWA Hastings. Easy, easy,